This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And how much salt intake do you have on the daily? Is it too much? Is it not enough? Or do you just not know? Well, last week was Salt Awareness Week. And to talk about the effects salt has on the heart, I'm joined by Imelda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SANT. How are you this morning, Imelda?
I'm great. Thank you, Jordan.
So we're talking about salt at the moment. I guess, what are some of the good things salt can do?
Yeah, so salt is made up of two elements, sodium and chloride, and it's the sodium part that can be bad for us. So salt is naturally found in most foods we eat, and it is an essential mineral that our bodies need for important functions such as making our muscles contract properly, giving us water balance, and it also helps some of our nerves work. But we really only need a very small amount of sodium to complete those functions. And we can get this just by eating fresh foods. Sodium's in veggies, fruit and lean meat. So we don't need to actually take too much more in. We get enough from what we eat.
And I guess, saying salt helps with water balance. That's why if we eat too much salt, we need more water to compensate.
Yeah, I bet you've had that experience where you eat a bucket of chips or some salt, a packet of chips even, and not so long afterwards you're looking for a glass of water, aren't you, because it makes you very thirsty.
Exactly. Yeah. And I guess on top of, I guess, making you thirsty, what other side effects or harmful effects can salt have if you go too much with it?
Yeah, well, if you have too much, then your body does retain fluid, so it holds on to that water, and that makes your poor old heart pump harder and work harder because it's got more fluid to pump around your body. And it can also lead to things like high blood pressure, which can put you at risk of heart attack or stroke and even kidney disease. So all that extra work your poor old heart has to do leads to damage elsewhere.
And how much salt are Australians actually consuming on the daily?
Yeah, so on average we think people are having about 9 grams of salt, which is nearly double the recommended maximum daily intake. The Heart Foundation recommends that all Australians should reduce their salt intake to less than 5 grams a day. So that's about a teaspoon or less, or 2,000 milligrams of sodium. So it's a little bit confusing because we talk about salt, which is the sodium and the chloride, but when we talk just the sodium, which is the bit that's bad for us, then we say 2,000 milligrams or less. So it's around a teaspoon or less is best for our health.
So you said we get all the salt that we need through fruit and vegetables. Where does the excess salt come from?
Yeah, well, I reckon your listeners will be able to guess. So any packaged foods, sauces, ready-made meals, deli meats and, processed foods like biscuits and muffins, cakes, burgers, takeaways, all of those sorts of foods have a lot more salt in them than just eating fresh whole food.
Of course, salt is a flavour enhancer. It's great for preserving foods as well. It's very hard not to find something that doesn't have a good amount of salt in it.
Yeah, I know, and it can be really hard. So what we ask everyone to do is check that if you're buying food in a packet, have a look at the contents section, and if the product has got 120 milligrams of or less of salt or sodium per 100 grams, we say that that's a low salt, reasonably good product. We can tolerate the 400 milligrams per 100 gram option, but that's acceptable. But we're urging people to get used to reading the labels on any foods that they buy in packets. For example, some bread has more salt in two slices than a small packet of chips. So getting used to that 400 milligrams or less per 100 grams is a really good thing to start practicing.
Of course, if you're going for the 400 milligrams per 100 gram ratio, that means for your daily intake, you only get 5 servings of that 100 grams and you're done for the day as far as salt goes.
Absolutely right. And remembering that if we hope that you are, if you're eating fruit and veggies and some good lean meat, then you're getting salt through that as well. So you don't really, what we're asking people to do is stop adding salt to their food as well, because, we get enough in the food. And it's really important to think about flavouring your food, because you do get a bit addicted to salt, and food does not taste as nice when you don't add the salt until you wean yourself off it. But there's all sorts of nice herbs and spices and other ways of flavouring our food to try and reduce that salt intake. You know, squeezing lemon juice over the top, adding lots of herbs and spices really can make your food just as flavoursome, and you'll eventually ditch the salt.
I guess that's something to look into in the future, maybe a saltless cookbook for people.
Yeah, well, actually the Heart Foundation does have a lot of really good, easy recipes on our website that are freely available for people, and all of those are very low salt recipes, so urge everyone to have a look and try them. Even I think there's some dinner plans, so you know, you can download 5 recipes for the week and you don't even have to think about dinner. And there are ingredients available at all the usual supermarkets, so there's nothing too hard to find.
No worries. Well, Imelda, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much, Jordan.
That was Imelda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SA&T, on your Classic It's Breakfast.